This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Mornings are glorious at our home to the banks. Oh, halote. There's much singing. Bird singing, I mean. I sing too quietly in the kitchen of our 1991 Marvelette, making coffee. Hard not to sing as the sun creeps over the mountains, right? But I make that coffee, and then I head out the door to sunlight and a loud avian chorus. There's a lot of singing in the morning, or maybe I just hear it better in the mornings. But I hear all sorts of songs off and on during the day. One species that I hear all day long, no matter what, are Inca doves. My goodness, we have Inca doves. Why can't we have something unusual like a plethora of ground doves, I mutter to myself, as 20 or 30 nearby Inca doves call together an incessant hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo, and sometimes hoo-ka-hoo, hoo-ka-hoo. It's fun to look the calls up in a field guide, and I have a handful of those. One field guide said that the Inca dove's call sounds like whirlpool, whirlpool, whirlpool. Okay. Another guide said it sounds like they're saying no hope. No hope. No hope. I looked it up in my old, I purchased this, my Peterson Guide to the Western Birds I purchased in 1970, and it adds the calls, coo-co-hoo, coo-co-hoo, and I'm not making this one up, hink-a-doo, hink-a-doo. And they're using all those calls all day long, okay? And it is mating time, so there's much display by these small, gray, scaly-looking doves. Rusty-colored wings are lifted to show potential mates, lifting that rufous-feathered wing as if to say, check out this wing. Yoo-hoo! Check out this wing. Hink-a-doo, hink-a-doo. Oh, I feel like I'm in a park, you know? I thought Inca doves, oh, by the way, their scientific name is Columbina Inca. I thought they were more urban. I remember them in Tucson parks. Hanging out in the Tucson parks, for sure. 45 years ago, I was sort of hanging out in the Tucson parks myself, getting high, playing frisbee, galloping across that recently cut grass and watching Inca doves. So it looks like I now live in a park of my own creation. And I wish I could find someone to throw the frisbee with me. I know what I was going to tell you. I was in the hills recently. Yeah, I went. We went. Ms. Mosquito and we went to a favorite bunch of hills in the Dos Cabezas Mountains. It's only an hour from our homestead to those boulder-strewn hills, and I mean massive boulders and huge rock faces are what make up those hills. The desert at the base that leads up to those hills, it's all scruffy mesquite and catclaw acacia, wait-a-minute bush, oh, creosote, wolfberry, condalia, lots of prickly pear, at least a couple species I saw when I was trying to pay attention. But get up in the rocks and boulders, and it is abruptly oaks. White oak, emery oak, Mexican oak. Oh, yeah, and a cool shrub called jojoba. Jojoba in Cochise County. One little population of jojoba hanging with oaks in boulders at the base of Dos Cabezas Mountains. And they were blooming because jojoba, they bloom early. So these cool, very cool evergreen shrubs were blooming. And there are male and female plants. I suspect you know all this. Simonsia chinensis is its botanical. The fellow Thomas Nuttall named it Simonsia after his deceased naturalist friend, an Englishman, F.W. Simmons. The specific epithet chinensis is because of a mix-up. Duh. But a mix-up of boxes full of collected plants. Maybe there were drugs involved. I'm making that up. But this plant is in its own family, Simonsiaceae. Jojoba is the only species in the family, Simonsiaceae. Is that cool? It's pretty cool. Is it a cool evergreen desert shrub? Yes, it is. And how about that nut? The female produces the edible, yes, and full of waxy oil nut. All sorts of critters browse the plant, and I imagine they eat the nuts, too. It makes their coat shiny. I'm making that up. But How cool. If I was in Tucson, you know, I could drive 5-10 minutes out of downtown and get into Jojoba. But in Cochise County, you got to go into the hills and find the one little population. Yeah. That is so sweet. My friends, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.